Good morning. Welcome to Coffee Chat. And today, I got to tell you, today's episode, if you don't want to hear a rant, don't even stop to listen, right? Up front, I'm just going to lay it out on the line. Today is not going to be, nice and, sometimes I'm nice. Today is not a nice day because it irritates the heck out of me when online marketers, well, any marketers, but especially online marketers, when they say today only, right? Today only, the price is today only. And then the next day it's, well, but we'd have changed our mind. Or, well, we broke the internet. Guys, you didn't break the internet. We broke the internet and some people had trouble getting on. Well, okay, so if somebody had trouble getting onto your sale, it is not the internet's fault. It is your fault for not having planned in advance. You didn't have enough space on your server. You didn't have enough bandwidth on your server. It's not the internet, and you didn't break the internet. Welcome, I am Michelle Peterson with Exactly Right Online Marketing. I am a direct response copywriter. I am a marketing consultant and a coach. And clearly I get worked up about this topic, right? And it's because, I mean, do some online marketers really think that the public, their audience is so gullible as to believe that? It drives me nuts because they give all the rest of us a bad name, right? Now, the reason I'm talking about this is okay, so today is Cyber Monday. Black Friday was, 3 days ago. And so many people, clearly Black Friday with the Black Friday sales, so many people have jumped onto that. And I'm not faulting them for that. It's this national event kind of thing, and absolutely go for it. Put yourself into that mix of people who are looking for those Black Friday deals. Several of the online marketers that I follow that I have been very happy with their products, their courses. They are valuable. They know their stuff. They get it. And I mean, not just one, several of them on Black Friday, they, rolled out, these big sales. This course is at rock bottom prices. Our entire catalog is at, 50% off or whatever the case may be. And so they rolled it out. It was on social. It was on their email, because of course I'm on their list, so I got their emails, and they mailed several times during the day, and it was on social throughout the day that, it was Black Friday sales, and on one of them I did take advantage of the sale, right? So then, and by the way, that one, there was no problems. I went through, there was not even, I got the confirmation email right away. There was no delays. There was just, it was smooth sailing, right? It's just as it was supposed to be. And then that one in particular, and I'm not naming names because I don't want to, my point is not to call these particular ones out, but to say that this is like a trend that I'm seeing. So I'm not going to name names. But so this one, the one that I actually purchased, and then, it was a today only. Well, then I got an email from that company the next day saying, oh, we broke the internet. And so since so many people were having trouble getting on and purchasing, we're extending the sale. And they're extending the sale through today, through Cyber Monday. So, that's great, but now you've lost all credibility with me, right? Because for one, and that they're the ones who said they broke the internet. Like I said, you guys, they did not break the internet. they just didn't have enough bandwidth on their server to take to handle that load, that the demand of people wanting to take advantage of their sale. So, you know, just be honest, just say that. I think that would be so much better than saying, you know, we broke the internet, or oops, we have decided that, you know, with such good high demand, we're just going to extend it through Cyber Monday. Several people did that too. Clearly, I'm on several different lists, right? So I'm getting emails from all these different marketers. And so, yeah, so then another one said, you know, it was their Black Friday sale. This is one that I didn't purchase anything from. So they're emailing me saying, well, in case you missed it, or if you didn't hear about it, we're now extending it through Cyber Monday. And like I say, there is nothing wrong with extending your sale, but be transparent about it, right? You know, so many people want to do that today only because it instills that sense of urgency. And absolutely, I get that, right? That's what you're supposed to do, is you're supposed to instill that sense of urgency and buy now and all of that. But then when you change that today only, and now it's not today only, well, it is so harmful to your credibility for going forward into the future, right? Because it's like the boy who called wolf. Nobody's going to believe you anymore that it is today only. And so they're not, it's losing the power of that urgency. And guess what? It's not just hurting your credibility about the today only. It makes everybody doubt that about everybody else as well. So if you're an online marketer who is doing that, quit it. And for all the rest of us, we have to try and just remember to, you know, online is no different than if you're in person. And if you're in person telling somebody that it's today only, you're going to be true to your word, right? If you're telling somebody in person anything, I hope that you would be true to your word. Well, I think you need to be true to your word online too. It's really no different. You know, it's just a different method of communicating, right? We're still just communicating. It's still a person-to-person transaction. It is still your credibility. I mean, it really is. It is your honor of keeping your word and doing what you say you're going to do. Or in this case, you know, if it's really today only, then make it today only. You know, if it is a $79 product today for today only, because, you know, this is my Black Friday sale, and then you want to extend it through Cyber Monday, okay, well, it was $79 on Black Friday. It's going to be $82, you know, for the rest of the weekend and through Cyber Monday, because of the high demand. So we wanted to extend it, but we still wanted to honor those people who did take action first, right? You know, or another idea would be all of those people who jumped on it right away, the ones who took action right away, since you did, to honor that and to reward you for that, here's a bonus, right? So, because all these are delivered online, people know that you've done it. They know who you are, who have purchased early. So then, you know, this is a really good idea, guys. Take note if you're an online marketer. You go back and you say thank you for taking advantage. Thank you for jumping on the sale early. This is an unadvertised bonus, but because we are now extending our deadline, we're extending the sale through Cyber Monday. For all of you who jumped on and took advantage on Black Friday, now you're going to get this in addition, right? It goes so far to generating that goodwill and maintaining that good relationship with your customer. Here's another example. So I went, this was over the weekend, and it was a sale that had been advertised through social media. So I, you know, they drove the traffic through social to their landing page. And then I got interrupted, so I left the landing page. Went back because it really was something that I wanted. So I went back later and purchased the item. Well, they're good online marketers. They had pixeled me and retargeted me, and this was through Facebook. So Facebook has that great retargeting feature, and they're really it makes it really easy for marketers. So they retargeted me, and because they saw that I had left their site without purchasing the first time. But in between that first time and now, when I am seeing their new ad on Facebook again, in between then, I had one back and purchased, right? So, but the new ad that they're showing me as a person who hadn't completed the transaction, the new ad that they're showing me is the same item, but for 10% off, right? So now that really pisses me off because I've already gone back and purchased it at the regular advertised price that they're now telling me, oh, well, if you hadn't already done that, you could have had it at 10% off. I really do want this product, or otherwise I would send it back. It's too late to just cancel the purchase because of the way their system works and everything, and I understand that. But I just for the principle of it, I want to just send it right back and say, forget it. However, I really do want the thing. So, but what I am going to do is I am going to reach out to them and say, hey, look, I purchased this and now you're telling me it's 10% off, and see if they'll honor it. But the point is, with online marketing, all this technology, we have the ability to do that. We have the ability to say, oh, wait, since you changed your mind, or oh, we noticed that you didn't complete your transaction, and we have that opportunity with technology to go back and reach out to that person and offer them nudge of the additional discount. That's great, but you have to be really careful that you're doing it the right way, right? Because like with this company, they've lost it with me. Just offer the discount, or just give it at the better price, or don't retarget me and then offer it, after the fact. A lot of times online marketers now will do the pop-up. If you show that you're leaving the site, they'll do the pop-up. Oh, wait, before you go, can we offer you this? Or, they do the cross-sell, the upsell. They give you the discount. They do what they can to keep you interested and keep you moving forward with the transaction. And I think those are good too, but you really, really have to be careful, right? Because it just isn't building a really good relationship. It's not building any trust at all with your audience and the person that you want to be your customer. What you're doing is you're training them to not buy from you, really. You're training them to be coy. You're training them to go on and then leave and then come back and then leave. And the danger in that is they're gonna go back, they're gonna leave, and then they're not going to come back, right? That's what for me, that's how I react is, stop playing the games, right? I've been ranting. What do you guys think? Leave me a comment. Tell me about your experiences with Black Friday, with online marketing, online retailers and Black Friday. I'm talking about Black Friday, Cyber Monday, because this is, right now. But guys, they do it all year long, right? Or, this is only open for registration, for this week, right? And then the next month, you see the same dang thing, right? It's only open right now. So, I feel better. Thank you for listening. But really, do leave me a comment. I do check the comments even after we're not live anymore. So if you're watching this on the replay, please feel free and know that I will see your comment and I will respond to your comment. I would love to hear from you. We do coffee chats every weekday morning at 8:30 a.m. Pacific time. So I hope that you will join me tomorrow for coffee chat. Grab your cup of coffee, sit down and chat with me about online marketing, success strategies with online marketing. And it's not always a rant. Don't worry about that. And I do hope that you find value. Even in today in my rant, I hope you found value in that. Some tips, some strategies to move your business forward with online marketing. And as always, if there's anything that I can do personally to help you, please do reach out. I would love, love to help you. So if you have found value in this rant today, please do share it with anybody else who you think would find value in it. Sharing is caring. Thank you in advance for doing so. I appreciate you being here with me. Thank you for your time. Thank you for choosing to spend the time with me today. I appreciate it, and I will see you again in another coffee chat. Bye for now.